Thank you once again to God, Most High God in heaven. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the life that you blessed me to live. Thank you for just being here and being present when sometimes I just don't know where to turn and where to go. But you are always here. Even when I mess up, you still give me the instructions and the way that I can move forward. And knowing where is the right way to go. I want to thank you first and foremost. For whoever is listening. And I pray that the work that you're doing and the progress that you're making continues to elevate and grow and prosper any way possible that God has planned for you. It's not perfect. It's not going to be a walk in the park. But work in progress is always great. See, there's so much to cover, and that's why I knew it was meant for me to talk about this again. I'm not perfect. I'm not where I want to be entirely, but I'm content and I'm at peace. I'm not complacent, but I'm satisfied where God has me right now. And out of me knowing that, that's helped me to grow in the most powerful way. I've allowed God to take the old things out of my life and to restore a lot of things away from me, and allowing this restoration process to keep going. I'm not just speaking on this because it's Sunday. I'm just knowing that it's time to talk about the work that's in progress. This might relate to you. Being in a place where you aren't around a lot of people, but you are by yourself and you are at peace, and you always continue to find God speaking to you in a way where God is showing you the work that needs to be done. And I know for me, and if this is speaking to you, God is telling you there's so much work to be done. Greater is in He. So those works that you're doing, regardless if it's with yourself, is always being talked about. That's where it starts first. Planting the seed with you first and telling God and asking God sincerely how you can do this work, and letting God give you those instructions. So there, everything falls in place. Everything's in a line. There's a lot of stories I know you remember, and some stories that you remember, you smile and laugh out of knowing You have accomplished a lot of things. You made it. And then there's the other parts of where you just kind of shake your head like, man, did that really happen? But when you come more into alignment, you just give praise to God. For giving you the strength and giving you the ability to see and discern better and have things come to you more clear. And then the conversation that you have with you and God is, what can I do? What can I do to be a better me? What can I do to make these things possible? It's not even, I want all of these dreams and visions to come true right at this very second. But what is it that I can do for you, God, to make all of these things better and possible to where it will glorify you first before anything else? And sometimes you wait and you sit and you be just chilling. All of a sudden, God come to your mind and start giving you what you need to know. Your phone might ring the conversation starts with someone you're very close with, giving you those instructions. How you grow and what you need to do to grow. And the question will be, what kind of progress are you making? Then you answer back, I'm making it good. I'm making it happen. Making it happen. I'm in my beginning stages, I'm working at it. I'm a little frustrated. Damn, could be your friend, family telling you, as long as you trust God in this process, the work will continue to help you grow and become even better than you are now. Sometimes it's out of fear where you look at yourself. You might not even look at yourself in the mirror as you normally would because of the appearance that you see is not what you like or whatever the case is. Might be your hair. Might be something with your teeth. It might be the smallest thing that you really don't care to see at that time. But as long as you make those efforts to do something with your hair, to do something with your teeth, to do something with your appearance while you're in the mirror, the reflection of who you are becomes greater. That self-doubt that you had before, that anxiety you had before, the overthinking you had before. Once again, it comes to just trust the process and trust God. It's those conversations. Then when you walk out of the mirror and you go wherever you're going, you could be driving, could be walking somewhere. You're not really paying too much attention to how you look to other people, per se. Because after you have looked at yourself in the mirror and you did what you needed to do and make those changes before and after, now you're in the present of where you are. You're getting complimented. And it's not to be prideful. It's not to be, you know, better this and that. It's to just know you're in a good space. And mentally, not only can you receive these compliments that are coming from people, but you can give them back and pour back into the people who are complimenting you. And as you're complimenting them back, you're pouring back into them as they have poured back into you. And the Spirit of God starts speaking so clear. Then from the conversation you had with the friend and the family, what work are you doing? What kind of work did you do? Oh, I did this change and this and that or whatever. Now it's, that's great. That's wonderful. Keep going. I like that. Hearing you're doing a great job from where you were to now. Going back in reference to being in the mirror and your parents and doing all these different things. Now you're hearing, great, that's great, that's awesome. Now it's pushing you even further and putting you into a place of, I'm happy I'm doing this work. See, that exactly is how I have been feeling, and I was feeling. And it wasn't to where I was looking for the compliment for someone to say, you're doing a great job, you're doing excellent. It's because I had to really take in that time to do the work for me first, to do that work, and still I'm doing that work every day. To where mentally I'm in a better place. The thoughts is not crowded. My thoughts is not all over the place. My thoughts is not racing as they were. Getting to a place where I've just said, God, help me mentally. The Spirit of God has definitely been doing that. But God has also been showing me how to do the work mentally. So in reference and to what is going on, it's only getting better, greater, awesome. Every word that you can describe it to be good. It's the faith and the confidence that come from knowing that these changes are making my life better. And the changes you are doing and you have been doing are making your life better as well. It's not about shaming yourself. It's not about overjudging yourself or whatever the case is. It's about making those changes. And the more that you make the changes, the better the outcome will be. And then naturally, those compliments and people poured into you will just be all the time. And you're not even looking for it. It's just there. It's just the vibration. Because the vibration you have did with you is taking it even higher. And like, just taking the time and in the moment to like literally say, I came a long way. The person that I was, I'm not that person anymore. The person who used to get upset and frustrated about things, overreact, I'm not that person no more. I'm not that person just to jump up and do this and do that. It's now, I'm not doing nothing if God is not leading me there. I'm not going anywhere if God has not placed me there. I'm not talking to no one unless God has had me to talk to that person. For whatever that situation may be. Then at times it might be just you. Where you make the call and you say, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to do it. Having a strategic map plan for the week. Out of those days, you say, I'm going to do this for this period of time. Out of this, I'm going to pray. Out of this, I'm going to meditate. Out of this, I'm going to do something. But I'm not just not going to do nothing. The one important thing that will always come back is the progression. How much progress are you making and still making right now? If you didn't eat, how can you survive? If you didn't drink, how could you keep your body hydrated or keep it in a way where you are still living? If you didn't have the money that you normally have, what would you need to do to move in the way that you need to? If you didn't have the transportation to get from where you're normally going to, how can you get there? All of these things come with a level and the understanding of the amount of work that goes into it every single time. If you don't have food, now your objective is what kind of work that I can do to raise this money to where I have this amount of food. If you don't have the transportation to get to where you're going, The same thing out of that, you take out of what you work to make to go to that. And if you are used to getting the money that sat in your account or the cash in hand, now you're looking, I need to do twice as much, but not overdo it to what I always will have when I need to have. And then that is where you say, God, show me where I will not lack. Thank you for showing me not to lack, because you have given me abundance for the work that I'm doing. Honestly, there's really no time limit unless the time limit that you create, unless it's spoken to you by God that this is the time for you to change right now. But if you're hurting and you're suffering any time type of way, it's time to change right now. Don't allow yourself to be suffering in silence with any anxiety, depression, or negative thoughts. Allow God to come in and take the anxiety, the depression, and those negative thoughts out of what might linger around. Ask God to help restore you from being broken to where you become even more whole every way possible. Ask God to give you clarity, to have better understanding for things that might be around you. Ask God to help you with your finances, to remove any negative debt out of your account and out of your life. Ask God to protect your finances, that the work that you do on your finances will justify all the faith, the hard work that's going in to make sure that stays relevant at all times. And God will do it, because God sees the work that you're doing. God knows the work that you're doing, because you're trusting the process and you're trusting how and when and why. And the abundance that come with the work will increase every single time. And I'm going to end this, but I know I'm going to come back and do a part 3. I pray that this message from Work in Progress helps. And I have God to thank for giving me this message. I pray that this increases the way you look at a lot of things that is around you. I pray that This will help you to see clear with where you are now. And I pray that when you listen, you can go back and find parts of a memory that spoke to you in whatever season you were at. That'll give you that encouragement to grow. That'll push you to be a greater you. I appreciate you listening to the Mental Blockage Podcast.